Hello, babies. This is your resident podcast buddy, Jenny. Welcome to the Nightcast podcast, everyone. Hey, this is another episode of the Nightcast podcast, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast. As always, I will never get tired of saying thank you because you deserve it, guys, for trying to support me, even though it's hard to support young podcast aspirants. I think, well, I don't consider myself as an influencer yet, or maybe I can consider myself an influencer now. Well, yeah, I'm saying my advice, or I'm telling you advices that came from my experience, so to influence you, maybe that's the gist of it. Anyways, I would like to talk about my plans for the seasons first. So we're already on our fifth episode, and you know, time flies so fast, and we're down to five episodes after this episode. And I've told you before that before I started this season, to be honest, we already talked about, or I already told you about, my plans on my episodes. And I contemplated between love episodes or love season for the season 2 and music season for the season 2. So I chose the love season. As per my season 3, I'm contemplating about movie reviews and stuff because I love watching movies. And maybe for the music, I'll be just inserting it on season 4, I guess. Just stay tuned. And with my Twitter account, guys, I'm working on it. It's just that my mind is really blown by certain things, and I can't consider myself doing Twitter posts about this one yet. I'm still trying to, I don't know, figure out. That's a proper term. I'm trying to figure out what needs to be figured out, and I'll just update you guys. I'm just going to remind you that I'm still going to pursue or open the account as well. So yeah, anyways, let's talk about doubts this episode. Let's talk about doubts or things that might affect your relationship, romantic relationship. So this is the episode where you'll love talking about the love episodes as well, because we're going to talk about romantic relationship right now, romantic love. I mean, for the remaining five episodes, I guess I'm just going to focus on romantic relationships rather than other meanings of love as well. But even though I'm not going to insert the name love on my episodes, especially for the remaining ones, I would just love to tell you guys, and I would love you to know that love is still there. You know, the amount of love advice or love ideas or topics that I'm going to insert on the upcoming podcast episodes, there will be an outpour of love and romanticisms about love, or the emotions that you feel about love. This is for couples, for individuals, for young individuals who seek love, or I don't know. It's based on experiences as well. But of course, my experience is different than yours. Your experiences are different from others. So let's just put it that way. Maybe by this way, by this communicating factor that I'm doing, or by communicating with you, I can share some points. So anyways, let's start. I was planning to watch The Kissing Booth 2 last year, I guess. Yeah, last year, I guess. But I haven't had a time because, you know, I'm a college student, and even though I have a free amount of time, sometimes it's hard for me to find a way to really enjoy myself on watching movies. So instead of doing that, I'm just going to rest, or I'm doing what a college student does. I mean, I rest during those times, but if I find time, I try to watch shows or movies or other stuffs, or play Mobile Legends or other games. And this season 3 of The Kissing Booth was released last August 11. Yes, around this month, I think. So it was days ago. And I just had a complete jitters. Oh my god, I love The Kissing Booth 1 and 2. I've just finished Kissing Booth today. Kissing Booth 2, to be exact. And, you know, it made me think about things. Especially, I'm in a relationship right now, and it's long distance. And it's the same with Al and Noah. It's like a movie review, but I'm just going to input the insights that I have with these two characters. Even the same with Lee and Rachel. So, Al and Flynn. Yeah, I always call Noah as Flynn. Well, let's put it this way. Al and Noah, they are in a long-distance relationship, and Al was vying for the spot on University of California, yeah, in Berkeley. And of course, Noah persuaded Al to study with him on Harvard. In Boston, I think. Yeah. It's hard to have that long distance relationship that you're buying for, because not all people can move forward with this relationship or with this rail. I call this a rail. It's a very wrong thing to say, I think, but it's a very long rail that you need to touch, and with their every touch comes with the length of the time and the distance that grows apart between you, especially if you're not with each other. Well, may I remind you that long distance relationship doesn't necessarily tells you that you need to be stronger. Sometimes it's better to be weak. It's better to show that person that you're vulnerable than hide your true feelings, because that is not good for anybody and for everybody as well. As I've learned through everything that I've had, and as I've learned with this movie, with the same as my relationship going on, it is better to prioritize your personal life, but never ever disregard someone else's life. I mean, someone else's privacy, someone else's attraction towards you, someone else's relationship with you. The thing is, you need to have respect between two sides, between your partner, the respect that you give with them. It's always really captivating to see someone trying to catch up with you, you know. But yeah, in long distance relationships, it's not always about the goodness. It's not always about butterflies in your stomach. It's not always that. There are ups and downs, we must admit it. And those ups and downs will and can ruin or build your relationship. What matters is how you two in a relationship tries to fit in with each other's lives. I'm not saying that you need to fit in order for them to like you. I mean, you need to insert yourself in order for that person to understand your thoughts, what do you want, and if they ask you that question, you know, or you'll know how to answer back. Because if you don't, it means that you're really vying for reassurance or confirmation to yourself that, do I really love this person? You'll really ask yourself about that. If you have doubts in mind, if you have doubts in yourself, maybe you'll have doubts with your partner as well. It will never end there. There are many things to come after that doubt, after those doubts. It will not only end to your partner, it will end with every single person who is around you and who supports you all the time. It will also have that. And it will always affect your relationship with them. Because one size that destroys your feet destroys your nerves as well. You know what I'm saying? One single thing that affects you, or one single thing that takes your sanity away, it will go down to the roots and to other parts or the other people that you're connected with. I know that you notice that to yourself. If you have a fight with somebody, your relationship with the others are affected, right? It's an amount of believing in yourself. Believing that you can continue your life, your relationship with that person. If you believe in each other, trust is really important when you have a relationship, especially for long-distance relationships. Not all LDR relationships are perfect. As well as mine too. You will never cease to believe into yourself that you haven't cried a night without asking yourself if you're worthy enough to be a partner. Or are you worthy enough to be a girlfriend for that person? Let me tell you this straight. I've tried, or I've experienced that as well. You'll have doubts to yourself. You'll have doubts about the relationship. You'll have doubts about the person that you're with. Just like Elle had with Noah. Right? Even Rachel with Lee. About Lee and Elle being best friends, about Noah and Chloe being friends, right? There will be doubts, especially if there is another, or there is a thing, or if there are another things involved. Doubtness comes with losing the trust. It doesn't mean that if you have doubts, you really complete the term losing addition for your trust. No. You'll start to have doubts because that's your intuition. That's what your gut. You have that gut feeling that something must have been wrong. Something must have gone wrong. Something must have went south. Right? Trust your gut. I tell you, trust your feelings. And in order for you to fulfill or remove that doubtness, you'll have to talk to the person, to be honest. Talk to them. Ask them, what's the problem? Are you tired? Tired of what? Tired of your life, tired of your work, your studies, your school itself, your grades? Or are you tired of us? Our relationship, to be exact? You'll need to ask those questions to fill the gap between you and your partner, no matter what your genders are. It's the same with a girl-to-girl relationship, boy-to-girl, or girl-to-boy relationship, or boy-to-boy relationship. You'll need to fill in all of those things in order to resist your doubts to yourself. Because once that doubt started with your partner, you'll have doubts for yourself as well. And mind you, your doubts for yourself will be fatal. It will be more painful for yourself, not only for your partner. It will only make it worse when you doubt yourself, to be honest. I always say to be honest, because that's the truth, right? That is the reality that we have. If you have doubts over something, trust your feelings. Trust your gut. Trust your intuition. Because if it's not only God that you're going to talk with, or you're going to talk to, it's yourself. Especially if you're not that open. I mean, if you're close to your mom, but if you don't want her to find a more secretive side of you or your secrets, well, talk to God instead, or talk to yourself instead. And if you need to cry, cry. Does it matter? No. It doesn't matter if you cry in front of anybody. Why? Is it their life? Is it their love life? They won't matter at all. They won't matter to them. Because it's not their life. It's your life. That's what matters. And if things went south, like I've told you earlier, figure out. Figure out how, why, when it happened, or when did it happen, and figure out a solution. Is breakup a solution? Is a space a solution? Or is it separating a solution? Right? Breaking up is different from separating. Yes, you split. But breaking up means it's over. Separating yourself from that person means you need to think. You need to think. So there's space thus. But the difference between space and thinking for your own good is that you're just allowing yourself to think about your doubts, about yourself, about separating. But for your space, you need to gain your self-control, your self-wisdom, everything that you've lost when you started having those doubts. That's when you'll need to action, or that's when you'll need to move in every single situation. This is no easy task. Loving is one of the most fatal weakness of the human mind and the human life. I remember watching Game of Thrones, and Olenna Tyrell from House Tyrell told Dany or Daenerys that, "Are you a sheep? No, you're a dragon. Be a dragon." From that quote, spoilers ahead, it's like Olenna is foreshadowing what happens when you fall in love. Because a sheep falls into the trap of a wolf. Remember, the pack survives, even if the lone wolf dies. And if you're a dragon, you need to be a dragon. You need to be fierce. You need to be tough, even on your own, right? Do not let that weakness go above you, go around you, or affect you in a way that will ruin your career, your startup, the everything, or everything that you've built. It will all be ruined once you've been into that weakness. And it's true, love is a weakness sometimes. I'm in love, right? But it doesn't mean I'm weak. It becomes a weakness for all of us if we do not put our minds and focus to it, and if we let our feelings take over our life. We must remember that balance is the best thing that you could do to sort everything out. Without the balance, where is an order? Or where is order in everything that you're going to do? Where is lineup? Where is the wisdom that you've had before you entered that relationship, before you entered loving that someone? And it's not only applied to romance or romantic relationship, it also applies to our love for family. Our weakness is our love for family. We wouldn't want them to be in vain, right? We always want them to be with us. And our weaknesses, having to put up with the word losing, okay? That's why I'm telling you that loving is a weakness for all of us, but it's also a strength. The balance is there. The balance makes it a sortation of what we are as people and as humans of this world. So to all of you guys who are listening, and if you have a relationship or if you don't have one, may God bless you with wisdom, and may God let you decide for what's better and for what you know that is best for your life. And I hope that your love life will prosper. If you haven't found the one for you, God will leave a sign. Leave it to Him and trust Him. Thank you so much, and goodbye. Thank you.